Now, alongside the dozens of volunteers and thousands of visitors expected at the Linton and Barnstaple Steam Railway this weekend, there'll be one very special guest climbing aboard. Australian Dan Gilliland has travelled over 10,000 miles from Down Under to volunteer for a week on the unique railway on Exmoor. Dan, who's a self-proclaimed train fanatic, has been following the progress of the volunteer-run railway, a one-mile stretch of which is now up and running again. Kirk England's been to meet him.
Okay, so I'm just pulling the shovel out now, and I'm getting ready to get some coal.
Top billion, here you go, coal.
Opening the fire doors.
Throwing some coal on the fire here.
Now, why are you here firing up a steam engine on Exmoor?
Basically, I am a volunteer fireman up at Puffinbilly Railway in Victoria. And it's a very similar sort of railway setup. I've been following this railway since about 1989 on the computer when they first decided that we're going to build a railway line. So I thought, I'd love to get a chance to come and work on the railway. And if I can get up on the footplate, well, that'd be even a bonus.
And here you are.
Here I am. I've turned the injector on here, so I've turned the water on here, and this is the main steam valve. So we've got the good ones up here, little whistles. That's little whistles. I've been up at Puffinbilly since I was about 16 years old, which was just a push bike right up the hill. And yeah, it's once it's in your blood, I think it's in your blood.
And the Puffinbilly in Australia, in near Victoria, it's a steam railway, it's 15 miles long. So there are lots of similarities between what you do volunteering in Australia and what you're doing here in North Devon.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing that's a little bit different is the railway line's a little bit shorter.
Now, let's just look out these little portholes here.
Looking
out the windows. Now, we're looking straight down the track, so out over Exmoor, aren't we?
We're looking over Exmoor, looking down to Barnstaple. We can see the carriages on our left here. We've got a platform on the right.
A different view, though, from the one that you have in Australia on Puffinbilly.
A little bit of a different view. Ours goes into the bush. Basically, there's a lot of gum trees, a lot of tree ferns, and, totally different countryside.
Has it been everything that you thought it was going to be?
This railway has absolutely blown me away. It's everyone's just been so friendly. It's a real happy, tight-knit family, and the people here that have got so much passion to try and get back to at least Blackmore Gate, which would make it just one of the world's renowned little narrow gauge railways.
At the moment, there's only a quite short stretch of railway, but the organisation that run the railway want to extend it further back out onto the moor along its old route.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Do you think these old railways have value? Do you understand why people want to keep them?
Look, I think just the value to be here in the original line that where it ran, the history side of it's fantastic. You're getting people back into areas where there wasn't a railway for at least 70 years. And I think that just the tourism side of it, I mean, you only have to ride down the track for a mile just to see what the countryside's like.
It's a real passion.
I love it. It's a real passion, yes.
Fabulous stuff. And you can see a picture of Dan on Puffinbilly on our Facebook page. He's come thousands of miles to beat the Linton and Barnstaple Steam Railway, which is at Woody Bay on Exmoor. It's the railway's gala weekend over the next 2 days. And you can find out more information www.linton-rail.co.uk. That's lintonrail.co.uk. And don't forget to go to BBC Radio Devon's Facebook page, and there is a picture of Dan on Puffinbilly. I would imagine railway enthusiasts around the county are going, "Oh, that was good." 8:46.